Welcome to AACPDM 2020. My name is Susan Cianco, and I am the current First Vice President of AACPDM. I would like to take this opportunity to tell you a little bit more about this year's annual meeting. The meeting was originally slated to be in the beautiful city of New Orleans, September 23rd to 26th. Our theme, Unmasking Potential, was chosen to unveil the opportunities in the areas of treatments, research, education, and collaboration. When we visited New Orleans in late January for a site visit, little did we know that everything would soon change. By late March, as a result of the global pandemic, institutional travel restrictions were beginning. Due to the significant uncertainty regarding the spread of COVID-19 and concern about the safety of the attendees, the board made the difficult decision to cancel the in-person meeting and to host a virtual meeting. This change in program format unmasked a new opportunity for meeting co-chairs Jolene Brandenburg and Jeremy Bauer. In collaboration with the Academy staff, Jeremy and Jolene have stepped up and embraced the challenge, creating an amazing and innovative first-ever virtual meeting. While much of the format is similar to the in-person meeting, presentations will be a combination of live and pre-recorded sessions. Presenters will be available for questions at the end of each session, and questions can continue to be asked of the presenters through the online app following the live meeting. Our 2020 virtual meeting will offer 6 pre-courses, 118 free papers, 40 lunch and learns, otherwise known as breakfasts, 34 instructional courses, and 149 posters. We will have keynote lectures from Ann Tilton, Yvonne Wu, and Joanne Kurtzberg. Mark Gormley and Jason Howard will debate the use of botulinum toxin for children with cerebral palsy in the point-counterpoint. And the Chambers Family Lifespan Lecture will host a panel discussing involvement in adaptive sports across the lifespan. In keeping with our traditional in-person format, we want you to grab a glass of wine and attend the poster viewing, where you can be guided through a series of posters by experts in the field on specific topics. You will have a chance to visit with our vendors through our virtual exhibit hall. Please feel free to set up a time and find out more about their products. Thursday and Friday mornings will provide the opportunity to attend and join the Complex Care and Adults and Aging Special Interest Groups. Our Community Council has been hard at work and has developed a specific meeting track for families and persons with cerebral palsy, in addition to organizing the Community Forum, which will offer a series of one-hour panel discussions on adaptive sports and recreation, healthcare advocacy, complex care, and hot topics. The Adaptive Sports Committee will help with the long hours of screen time with get-up-and-move activities at each break. This year, the virtual meeting offers extra benefits as you can attend the meeting live or later on demand. The lunch and learns and instructional courses are included in the price of registration, and we are offering a special group rate for institutions who would like to register 10 individuals. Since the content will be available until December 31st, you have the opportunity to earn over 89 educational credits at your convenience. As many of you know from past meetings, the meeting is not only educational, but fun. We want you to take the opportunity to share photos on the meeting app showing your attendance at the virtual meeting. Set up Zoom get-togethers with your friends and colleagues around the globe. Finally, I want to thank Jolene, Jeremy, and the staff at AACPDM for all their hard work, and I especially want to thank all of the speakers who are participating in this meeting. Without you, we would be unable to offer this wonderful educational program. May the 2020 AACPDM meeting unmask your potential. We look forward to seeing you virtually September 23rd to 26th, 2020.